You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, only on Sports Byline. I'm talking about platinum recording artist Dan Lenny Williams is with us, of course, coming to us from Fairfield, California, his lair. How are you this morning, Mr. Williams? Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, all that stuff.
Same to you. I'm doing pretty good. Got up and touched my toes this morning, so I'm feeling fine.
Now, I'm a crack a joke here. Now, you were born in Little Rock, right?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
My daddy was born in Little Rock, so I went back to do Jermaine Taylor fight in about 2004, 2005 on television. So they said to me, now Pedro, I understand your family, your daddy was born here in Little Rock, so what do you think of Little Rock? So I looked dead in the camera, Lenny, and I said, thank God Grandma didn't miss that Greyhound.
Actually, I came out here on the Greyhound myself. Yes, right. Yeah.
That's how we all got out of Arkansas on the Greyhound.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Anyway, life is good. How's Debbie?
She's doing fine. She's doing good.
That's good. Let's
still
talk
bossing me around, but that's, you know, that comes with the territory.
Oh, she's a wonderful lady, and you know you're pretty damn lucky to have her, no doubt about that. Now, musically, 1974, the first album, you're still with Tower of Power, Pray for the Lion, and now you're working on something new in the studio right now. Talk to me about that.
Actually, I am. I'm working on in the studio with Levi Caesar. He was the guitar player with Prince in the New Power Generation band, and then also doing some work with Raphael Sadiq from Tony, and then I'm working with a guy called DOA out of Sacramento, who played with Lionel Richie for about 14 years. So, you know, working on songs. Actually, like my granddaughter's writing a song for me, and we're just excited about what's happening. Yeah,
that's good. When you look back at your time with Tower of Power, people don't realize that you walked away from the band. I mean, not too many guys walk away from Tower of Power. Everybody gets the pink slip there. Was that going through your head when you were working for them?
That I might get a pink slip?
No,
that
they're big on me. They were like pink slipping people left and right.
Yeah, no, I always had a good rapport with everybody in the band, mm-hmm. pretty much. And, and right then at that time, we're pretty prolific, as far as the songwriting and stage performance and things like that. So there was really no need for me to get a pink slip, I don't think. Yeah, right. Okay. But fortunately, that didn't happen for me. Yeah, yeah.
Deontay Wilder, he comes from our town, our side of the country. I'm talking about down there in Mobile, Alabama, in the South. Of course, undefeated heavyweight now. Got off on Tyson Fury not once but twice as far as knockdowns were concerned. Did you think he did enough to win a 12-round fight, though?
No, I thought it was probably – actually, I was kind of thinking that maybe Tyson Fury was ahead, because you only go by the specific round, Fury was building up points, throughout the fight. Yeah, so I kind of – I was pulling for Wilder, of course, but I, in my heart of hearts, had I been judging, I probably would have given the fight to Fury.
You know, we've been talking for many years, and I remember when Buster Douglas defeated Mike Tyson, you and I were talking about that. And, of course, he wasn't able to live up to the pressure of being heavyweight champion and folded in his next fight to Evander Holyfield. And, of course, Haseem Rahman knocks out Lennox Lewis. And, of course, he fails in the rematch. And then Andy Ruiz, who was chubby to begin with, and I'm saying chubby being nice, comes back and is a lot fatter in the second fight, and he couldn't handle the pressure of being heavyweight champion. He failed miserably. Why do you think it is when they've got the entire world at their fingertips, the guys would not fully prepare themselves mentally and physically?
I think because a lot of times they don't think it's going to happen, so they don't really prepare themselves for the success. Sometimes they prepare themselves for the fight, to win the fight, but they don't prepare for all the trappings and all the attention and everything that goes, with being a champion, of being on top. And then that's where a lot of people, they fall short.
I remember a lot of good fighters, but personally, myself, when after if I remember telling Jack Fisk one time after winning the Golden Gloves, I said to myself, Jack says, "What do you do?" I said, "I'm going to work. I got a mortgage bill. I got to be at work at midnight." I mean, that's the way fighters are. Fighters don't have a whole lot of money. Less than 1% make a living at this. Now, where I'm leading to is it all about the money? Professional boxing, professional means money. Does money trump over personal pride in a lot of instances here?
Well, I think nowadays it does. I think that when I was coming up, even like with music, I wanted to be a singer, but I didn't really think in terms of wealth and big cars and things like that. But I think now, with the advent of the internet and things like that, everybody kind of flaunting, their wealth, that's the kind of goal, to make money and, and get big contracts and things of that nature. And then the art or whatever you're doing is kind of secondary.
You know, I wanted to become a singer, Lenny. I did, but I couldn't hold a note if you put it in my hand. Okay.
Well, that's a minor problem there, right?
I tell you what, though, Smokey Robinson gave me a shot. Called me up on the stage at the Circle Star. I said, "Man, you the best dressed dude in the planet here." I said, Yeah. Anyway, so we danced a couple songs up there with his girls. He wouldn't let me sing, though. Going back to singing just for a second. 20 Feet from Stardom, the story of Darlene Love and the background singers and that kind of stuff. I always wanted to be a background singer, like one of the Four Seasons or something like that. I always wanted to be a background singer because I knew my daddy told me, "Look, man, you ain't got the voice to be no lead singer." He told me. I should have arrested for it. What do you say to me? Carmen Vesalius said on the show after I sung him "Happy Birthday, Lenny," the former welterweight champion to beat Sugar Ray Robinson.
Carmen Vesalius, yeah, of course.
He says to me, "I sung him Happy Birthday on the show." He says to me, "Son, yeah, I got to ask you one question." I said, "Well, yes, Mr. Vesalius, sir. What's that? What'd you do with the money?" I said, "What money, sir?" He goes, "The money your mother gave you for singing lessons."
Right.
So anyway.
On the way there, bought some candy bars. Yeah. Carmen Vesalius was a great fighter. I remember him and Ray Robinson having all those fights. Yeah, that was exciting. Yeah. They'd fight every year, two or three times. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, again, didn't he fight LaMotta four or five times? I mean, holy cow! Ray Robinson was an incredible dude. When I met him in '84, Duran had just—I take that back. He was the Duran Hearns fight was about to take place, and Duran had just knocked out. Duran was going to get knocked out by Hearns, but he was staying across the hall from me in the Aladdin Hotel. So there's a picture running around somewhere. Best wishes to Pedro Sugar Ray Robinson. But I got to spend time with him, and imagine this: spending time with Ray Robinson, Lenny, at the Aladdin Hotel, and he's wearing a pink shower cap because he had the processed hair, right? He was wearing a pink shower cap and a pink bathrobe. It was sort of cool, man, hanging out with Ray.
A real man wear pink, right? Yeah.
Well, I wear a pink shirt all the time. People say to me, I remember I was at work. Hey, one guy, Malcolm Boutwell, said to me, he goes, "Pedro, I knew you were a tough dude in the gym." He goes, "Why is that?" He goes, "Because you wore pink sweatshirts." I said, "Yeah, my mother gave them to me." It's no big thing there. Anyway, what do you do on New Year's Eve?
Well, we're going to be at the Paramount Theater with the Whispers. We'll be opening up for them, and we're excited about it. Get a chance to be at home. I can actually drive to work this weekend. Usually I'm always on a plane, so that's exciting. And, we're just going to have a great time over there, bringing in the new year.
A big local show. They're from Vallejo, aren't they?
They will grew up in the I think they're from Los Angeles and Stockton, but they grew up, they cut their musical teeth in Oakland. Mm-hmm. And then they kind of lived all around the Bay Area. Back in those days, they were single. So probably the girlfriend with the job, wherever she lived, that's where they lived. San Francisco, Oakland, Richmond, Vallejo,
Interesting. Yeah. Gervonta Davis performed well last night. Of course, the opponent was 38 years old, but I'm looking at these lightweights here, Lenny. Let me run this by you. Ryan Garcia, that's Oscar's golden boy, 19-0, 16 KOs. Darren Haney, the guy from San Francisco, WBC champion, 24-0, 15. Teofimo Lopez, 15-0, 12 KOs. Lomachenko, 14-1. And then the Tank last night, 23-0, 22 KOs, 135 pounds. These guys fight each other. It'll be good.
Yeah, but if he fights Teofilo Lopez or one of those guys, like he fought last night, I don't know what might happen yet. I mean, because the guy's on one wheel and he went all the way to the 12th round.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh boy, yeah. You know, so I'm just, but if he took his power with him, that's good. You know, he took his power with him up there to the you know, when he went up, you know, to 135. Yeah, but there's going to be some great fights out there for sure.
Okay, yeah. Back to Wilder just for a second. He's must-watch TV because of that right hand, because he knocks, I mean, even the Luis Ortiz fight, he knocked Luis Ortiz out by hitting him in the face. I've never knocked anybody out hitting him in the face. I hit him on the clip. I clipped him on the chin, and that would do things. But he hit him in the face and knocked him out. That says something about his punching power.
Yeah, but, what worries me about Wilder is it's like he doesn't have a lot of punches. You know, he doesn't mix them up. And, I know Mark Breland is his trainer, and I'm just wondering if Mark could teach him throw a hook or, or something like that, just add another punch, you know.
Too late, Lenny. He came into boxing late. Like Larry Merchant said, he was thinking about basketball, couldn't make it in the upper echelons of basketball, so he turned his attention to boxing. Of course, won the 2008 Olympic bronze medalist, so you got to give him some props, a bronze bomber. Now he's in a position to cement heavyweight greatness, at least of this current era is concerned, if he can take out Tyson Fury. And personally, I think Tyson Fury is going to come into the ring bleeding. Remember Chuck Wepner? This guy bleeds worse than Wepner.
Right. Yeah, but it'd be interesting. I don't think they'll stop the fight on cuts, though, you know, because of the last fight they had, you know, just his endurance and his ability to, you know, to kind of pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Lenny, if you don't stop a fight with Tyson Fury bleeding the way he does, when do you stop a fight? When do you stop a fight? If you're going to stop one fight, then when do you stop it?
I mean, you know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt, you know what I mean, or get killed in the ring. But I think that these guys have so much on the line, and that I'd hate to be a referee. I'll just put it that way. I really would hate for one of my sons to be boxing, and I'd be up there all the time with the white flag. I'd walk in with it. I'd walk into the ring with the white flag.
You know, when I would work corners when I had kids in the silver gloves and the Junior Olympics and things like that, I used to be like Jerry Tarkanian. I would have the towel in my hand, and people would say to me, why do you – I mean, I had the towel in my pocket. And when I would walk around, and then when I got towards the ring and worked these fights, I had the towel in my hand because, see, I'm going to see things the referee's not going to see.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to see things right away. And I've got kids. These are kids, 10, 12, 11, 12, 13-year-old kids. I need to see this right away. So I was quick on throwing the towel in. A couple times I threw the towel in, guys got mad at me. I mean, how could you? Fathers got mad at me. You know, hey, listen, man, I better than me pull the trigger too early than pull it too late.
No, most definitely. I mean, especially with all the stuff that's going on now with the concussions and what we know about that. You know, because I remember when I used to go down to the gym and box and everything, and I remember one day just getting, you know, just really, really hit. And that's when I really realized how dangerous boxing is. You know, I mean, you know, you get hit all the time, but I mean, somebody really laid one on me. And I was like, oh, well, this stuff is really for real. I've been doing this for years, but I never, you know, got clocked like that. And I could just think about if you're getting, you know, hit with combinations and, you know, over, you know, 10, 12 rounds. Even 15 back then, that, you know, the kind of damage that it could do to you.
He is the genius of boxing, a platinum recorder. I was going to say, I am blessed in your. You don't come on the show often enough. I have to beg you to come on the show, Leonard. I just have to beg you. So I'm thanking you for this. I'm thanking Debbie for your time. New Year's Eve, the Paramount Theater with the Whisperers. But I'm going to tell you, Godfather, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays, and I love you.
I love you too. Appreciate you now. All right. Watch out for those left hooks.
All right. The great Lenny Williams telling me to look out for them left hooks. Yeah, right. Anyway, bottom line is you tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. He is Lenny Williams, the one, the only. LennyWilliams.com. Much more to the trip. What is hip? Tell me. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.